This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, where are we going with these derby plays? Tomorrow, BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up in about an hour and 25 minutes or so. We'll play nickel or dime with some different ideas we've thought up to commemorate the occasion of Aaron Hawksworth's final show with the BetQL Network. NBA playoffs game sixes tonight. We've got Cleveland trying to close out the Magic in Orlando, and we've got the Clippers trying to survive and force a game seven back home in L.A. in Dallas. Plus, what do we think of the T-Wolves and Nuggets who get started tomorrow night? Pacers-Knicks are now set. What do we think of that one getting started on Monday night as well? And a post-draft pre-schedule release reset, sort of the NFC West in 20 minutes. We've gone through division by division so far, every division in the NFC. We'll go through the AFC next week, just sort of getting a handle on what every team has done during the offseason and what we think of the division odds, division by division, and each team's future going forward before that schedule release happens in the next week or so. If you missed any of the other divisions we've done so far, I know you're all just salivating at the idea of an NFC South reset, but also the NFC East and the NFC North. Can always download BetQL Daily as a podcast. Get it on demand inside your Odyssey app. So, Joe, we've talked to Sean Zerillo. He had some great insights. Jimmy Patsos is doing the old-fashioned just go with a name, which I love, Forever Young. We had Eddie Olczyk on the other day, giving his insights as well. He's been covering this for years. Where are we thinking? What's your angle right now as we sit a little more than 24 hours out from the Derby on where you'd like to go tomorrow? He's muted again.
Joe.
Is this in honor of me always being on mute? You had to like steal the bit?
Maybe. No. Yeah, somebody's got to take it over. So
yeah,
that's me.
It'll be Joe.
It'll be me. Let's start with fierceness, have that conversation, because it is obviously tempting. If you look at the top of the board, you have fierceness and then you have Sierra Leone. And it's hard to really knock either horse, especially if fierceness brings the A game. If he brings his best and wants to race, probably no other horse is going to win. But we're also looking for a decent ticket. So if we're doing exotics and we're putting both fierceness and Sierra Leone, it's going to be hard to make money. So with the Derby, with everything wide open, like we talked about yesterday with 20 horses, the randomness, the luck that you need with the draw, I'm trying to stay away from keeping both in the top of exotics, like tries and supers and all that. So you have to make a decision. That's what betting is. You have to take a stand at some point. You take a stand and you come up with your case, your argument. Because we can make a million cases for a bunch of teams, bunch of players for awards every single day on this show. But taking a stand. Now, fierceness. Can we knock fierceness out of the top three is what I'm thinking. I don't think we can. And I just think back to that conversation we had with Eddie O. He's like, I'm looking to beat fierceness to make money, which makes perfect sense. That's what bettors are looking to do. That's what I was doing last year with Mage. Like, yeah, you can go at the very top. You can make that case. There's a reason. Those are the odds. But you do want to hunt for some value a little bit. For those tries, I don't think you can remove fierceness. But I'm not taking fierceness as the winner. My winner is, and I don't know how I feel after hearing Jimmy, but my winner's Forever Young. That's my pick to win the Derby. I am going with one of the two Japanese horses. Has not lost a race. 5-0. I don't know about the competition, but the UAE Derby should help in preparation. While with all these other horses, we're looking at these preps races, but I think it's very interesting that at the UAE Derby, you're talking about running 1 3/16. And typically people think, oh, they're going to flame out. The Japanese horses always do. They're usually better on synthetic surfaces. That's starting to change a little bit due to the training that's going on. And they're one of them's going to break through. I didn't expect to be here. And I'm also getting a decent price, 10-1 on the morning line. And it is, quote, you know, what we've heard, the wise guy horse. But that's where I landed, guys. If I'm picking one winner and I am looking for a decent payout, that's where I'm going. And I love the draw in the 10 post, too.
It seems like eventually one of these foreign horses is going to win it. And we've been hearing a lot about the Japanese horses. I mean, I remember it being a big topic last year. I love that, mostly because Jimmy recommended it for me. You guys know I love me some Botox. Haven't had plastic surgery on my face yet. But Forever Young is very, very on brand for me.
Oh, I love it. Forever Young is also one of, let me see here, 5 horses that fit this qualification. And it's, I think Jenny Reese is her name, who's been writing about and covering horse racing for probably longer than I've been alive, or almost as long as I've been alive. And it's called The Fast Fractions. How do they close in the final furlong or the final 3 furlongs? If they come in under, I believe it's 13 seconds in the final furlong and 38 in the final 3 furlongs. That's going to get you, I believe it's 30 of the last 35 cashable winners of the Kentucky Derby, including Mage last year. So the horses that fit this bill include Forever Young, Track Phantom at 12, who's way down the board if you're looking for really long odds. Honor Marie, who we've heard a ton about this week so far. Catching Freedom, another horse we've talked a lot about, especially with Edzo the other day. Catching Freedom was first in his Edzo trifecta. And another horse way down the board, Domestic Product, actually has the best numbers. An 11.8 second final furlong and 35 second final 3 furlongs in their last qualifying race. So if you go by that theory, there's 5 horses there to kind of dial in on. And Forever Young, who we keep talking about, is one of those horses amongst that handful, Joe.
For a long shot, my first reaction when we were talking about it yesterday or before was Grand Mo the First, you know, just because hitting the board, Tampa Derby, Florida Derby. The more people I talk to about Grand Mo, they're like, yeah, just not fast enough. Don't waste your money. Not going to be there. That's not the long shot. I bring Grand Mo up because when I asked Sean Zarillo earlier in the show about a long shot, he went right to Domestic Product. First thing that he mentioned, and it makes sense. And you have Chad Brown as the trainer, Irad Ortiz as the jockey, won the Tampa Derby. It kind of, when you line everything up, Domestic Product, some of those numbers that you mentioned, like, it's kind of surprising Domestic Product's a long shot at this point.
Hasn't been talked about more. Yeah, and I think, you know, the theory that Eddie brought up the other day when he was on was, hey, I need somebody who can catch fierceness or you know, run with fierceness and then maybe pull away late. If this is going to be, as Edzo put it the other day or theorized the other day, a fast race, it's going to be a quick pace. So you got to get out of the gates quick. It's why we eliminate maybe somebody who's in on the rail like Doorknock and doesn't have the speed to bust out ahead and then stay ahead from that one post. If it's going to be a quick pace, but we need people with closing speed at the end, we need the horses who are not going to just run fast, but close fast as well. That's where you start to take out some of the horses like, say, Catalytic, who ended up finishing 13 lengths back of fierceness in the Florida Derby. It's where you take out a Grand Mo the First. It's where you take out maybe a Stronghold or even a Sierra Leone, who a lot of people have talked about, but is borderline on that 13:38 line for the final furlong and the final 3 furlongs in their last qualifying race.
Yeah.
Why don't we at Chris Chris Felica, he was talking about domestic product and saying that he thinks he'll probably end up finishing third or fourth. I guess he has beat Fierceness in the Holy Bowl he was writing about, but he doesn't think he'll win it all in the end.
But yeah, you do, he's saying, though, that could really get you a nice ticket, making a trifecta with Fierceness. We get a 30-1. We'll see what it ends up going off at, but yeah, you add a 30-1 as
it's up to 31
as your
now.
Show horse.
I mean, so it's creeping up.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do a show try?
Okay.
Who do you want to include? What would we include in this show try? Okay, Fierce.
Are we boxing it or what?
I always box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forever Young.
No, though, I mean, that's my pick to win.
First
so
or second? Okay. Or do we just narrow it down to the three? Fierceness, Forever Young, and Domestic Product? Or do we want to...
My only issue with that is that all three horses are running from outside the 10 post, which, you know, three horses that have speed to maybe get out early, set the pace, and then one or two of them end up pulling away late. I don't know if I like all three... it being double digits on the post. Although, as we pointed out, with everybody sliding in because of the scratch of Encino at 9, you know, it's not necessarily impossible to run a good race from, you know, where Forever Young is. Now, the 11 horse running from the 10 post, or even Fierceness running from the 16 is the 17 horse, Domestic Product in between the two of them. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think of that.
Okay.
Well, we like Forever Young. Why don't you throw one out, Chris?
So we decided Fierceness has to be in there too, because he's going to be the pace setter, right? We don't know if he'll close. Maybe he will. Maybe somebody catches him from behind, but Fierceness is the pace setter. So Forever Young and Fierceness. And then I can't take a horse that Edzo likes to win and not included in catching Freedom from the 4 spot. It's kind of one of the first spots on the post that you don't have to worry about maybe getting caught up on the rail as you get out and try to sit with the pace. I don't know. That would be the one I would include probably, is catching Freedom, plus the decent numbers in closing in the final furlong, the final 3.
Yeah. If it is a sloppy track, and Zarilla brought this up, everybody's looking at this, the number will go way down. Mystic Dan has had a lot of success with those conditions. So the 3, that's I think a lot of people are possibly taking a look at. Paul, did you have one that you want to throw out? Do you have a favorite?
I mean, I think we got to throw a little bit of a bigger number in there if we're going to put those two, you know, Forever Young and Fierceness in there. So my nominees would be Resilience, who we've talked about at 20 on the morning line, or Just a Touch could be an option at 10-1. That's the 8. Or if we want to play the weather, Mystic Dan.
Paul, Just a Touch.
Just a Touch.
Let's
see if it's working.
Okay. So I don't think the prices, I mean, catching Freedom probably won't be 8-1. We'll see. But I can already tell with the buzz that Catching Freedom is getting that it's probably going to be shorter. But these are not awful numbers, Forever Young at 10-1. But yeah, you probably want to work in a longer shot.
Also, with a box, I mean, you got to pay a little bit more, but you can include more than 3 horses in a trifecta box.
Yeah, or like if you stick with a winner and then it'll cost you less, or a certain part of the order.
Right.
I think we should include the number 3 regardless, just because of the weather factor.
Weather.
That means we also want to include Catching Freedom or Just the Touch.
Mystic Dan.
yeah.
It is tough. It's like,
Resilience feels a little bit more like a super play, maybe.
Would you rather go Resilience or Domestic Product?
I like the closing speed on Domestic Product, and the fact that Cirillo brought it up, the a couple people. Yeah. I think Aaron said Felica brought up domestic product as well. That might be.
Well, he did a breakdown of every horse in their post, but I was just scrolling down to that one to see what he said about it.
Good number, 30.
Yeah.
They're both pretty good. You know, Mystic, you know what? Mystic Dan. I like
Mystic
that
Dan
one.
For the weather. Fierceness because, well, Fierceness is the favorite. And let's go back to Forever Young because Pat Sosin and Hawk said we have to, right?
Yes.
Well, then the Joe.
And me too. Yeah, I like Forever Young. And we're including Catching Freedom in there. So you could do that. You could, however, which ways. Like you could, whatever kind of exotics you want to do, whether it's exactas or tries, whatever.
All right. 3, 4, 11, and 17. Is that what we came down to? I think so.
Is that better?
Yeah.
15 is domestic product. Those are our five. 3, 4, 11, 15, 17. 15. Mix them up however you want.
There you go. Mix up the NFC West that still probably finishes with the Niners on top, right? A post-draft pre-schedule reset of that division next before we dive back into the NBA playoffs here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.